Tachas Kelim Perachav Alf Mishnah Alf and Ogeah Bekobed Aya Bekobed Hatatu. Somebody who touches the upper or lower beam of a lume. The lume has two wooden beams that are circular. They look like big wooden pins. And they're very heavy. That's why they're called kobed. Somebody who touches those beams does not become tummy, even though the baggage is attached to the lume. And the baggage had become tummy from a meso, it's an abatuma. But the lume is not considered a heber, an attachment to the baggage, and therefore the lume is not an abatuma, it's only a rishon latuma. So the person who touches the lume does not become tummy, and the person cannot become tummy from a rishon latuma. By nirim uvakirus. Nor if a person touches the nirim or the kirus, two parts of the lume, would he become tummy. The nirim is part of the rectangular frame, and there are two rectangular frames that are made out of wood that are between the kovet ayin and the kovet atasta, and the threads run through these rectangular frames when they're woven onto the baggage. And there are strings running up and down in these rectangular frames, and the nirim are the strings that are part of these rectangular frames. If the person touches those strings, he would not become tummy, nor if he touched the kirus would he be tummy. The kirus is a large wooden comb that's attached to the threads that are going to be woven onto the baggage. They're attached to those threads so that they should be taut. And if he touches that comb, he would not become tummy. Or if somebody touches the string that was sewn on top of argaman. Argaman is purple wool. And somebody did a piece of embroidery with purple wool. And the argaman is very expensive material, so in order to protect the argaman, he sewed on top of it a layer of chutim, of string. And if this embroidery work is tame, and he touches the chutim, that is a protective layer on top of the argaman, he would not become tame. It's not considered a Hebrew attachment to the argaman. Ube'ira she'inu asir la'akzira tor. Or if somebody touches a be'ira, that is not going to be there forever. It's going to be taken away. He is tar. The be'ira is small woolen or linen ball that is put in between the chutim of a baggage, in between the strings of a baggage. And these balls are the wrong color, so they're going to be taken out and replaced. And since they're going to be replaced, they're not considered an attachment to the baggage. And even though the baggage is tame, if somebody touches these balls without touching the baggage, he would not become tame. He would be tar. The nefesh ha-masachet. Somebody who touches the nefesh or the masachet. Masachet meaning a web. Meaning to say that there's a web of warp threads. And warp threads that are coming out from that web of warp threads. Those warp threads are going to be pressed into the baggage and become part of the baggage, but it has not yet been done. Somebody who touches those warp threads that come out of the web of warp threads would become tame if the baggage is tame. If the baggage was an avatuma by touching these threads, he would also become tame, as these threads are considered a chibur of the baggage. They're considered part of the baggage. Or if he touches the shefi, that is oimet. Meaning to say that there's a web of warp threads that are between two beams that are ready to be woven onto the baggage. If the baggage is tame and he touches these threads, he too will become tame, considered a chibur to the baggage. Or a piece of material that was attached to an argama, to an embroidery made out of argama, out of purple wool. And this baggage was sewn onto the argaman in order to protect it. This baggage is considered a chibur, an attachment to the argaman, and its argaman is tummy. The baggage also is tummy, and a person who touches it will become tummy. Ubi'ira, shehi asida la'achzira tummy. And somebody who touches these small balls that we mentioned earlier that are made out of wool or linen that are put in between the threads of the baggage. If these small balls are asida la'achzira, they're going to be part of the baggage. They're not going to be taken out. In such a case, if the baggage is tummy, these small balls would also have the same tumma as the baggage. And a person who touches these balls, even though he didn't touch the baggage, would become tummy. Somebody who touches a wool that is wrapped around two different types of rods, in which wool is wrapped around it, in order that it be pulled on a spindle, and the wool would be spun. And if the ima or the ashviya, these rods, are tummy, the wool around it does not have the same tumma as the rods. It's not considered a chibur to the rods, so therefore if a person touches a wool without touching the rods, he would not become tummy, he would be tar. Hanugan bepika. Achalo pira tame, nisha pira tar. Somebody who touches a pika. A pika is a very heavy metal ball that's put on the end of a spindle. Metal ball is put there in order to weigh down the spindle. And if you touch that metal ball while there's wool wrapped around the spindle, in such a case the metal ball is considered a chibur to the spindle and attached it to the spindle. And if the spindle is tame, the metal ball also would have the same tumma, and a person who touches a pika would become tame. But if you touch that heavy metal ball after the wool has been untied from the spindle, in such a case, the metal ball is not considered a chibur to the spindle, and if you touch the metal ball, even though the spindle is tame, you would not become tame. Somebody who touches a yoke is on a behemoth, and this yoke is attached to a plow, and the plow is tame. The person did not touch the plow instead. He touched the yoke. Move a katre, or he touched a katre. The katre are two pieces of wood on either side of the yoke. The iron, or he touched the iron. The iron is a piece of cloth shaped like an eye. It's put on top of the behemoth underneath the yoke. It is put there to protect the behemoth from being hurt by the yoke. Move a avos. Avos is a six piece of wood that attaches the yoke to the plow. Hafilu b'shas malacha talk. Even if he touches any of the above things, b'shas malacha, while the behemoth is plowing, he is tar, as all these things are not considered part of the plow. So even though the plow is tameh, these above-mentioned objects are not tameh, they're not considered part of the plow. And therefore, since the person did not touch the plow, instead he touches one of these things, he is not tameh, he is tameh. Bacheret. Somebody who touches a cheret, a piece of wood shaped like a sword, that's a handle to the plow. Uba barech. A barech is a piece of wood shaped like a knee, as a bent piece of wood, that helps smooth out the earth that's being plowed. Uba yotzel tameh. Or he touched a yotzel. The yotzel is a rudder. It's used to steer the plow. All these things are considered part of the plow. And if the plow is tameh and he touched one of these things, the person would become tameh in such a case if the plow is an avatum. Ayin shamatzim. Somebody who touches a metal eye, a metal ring, in which the piece of wood that attaches the plow to the yoke is inserted. The lechayin uvarayin tameh. Or if he touches the lechayin, this is a piece of wood that's part of the plow. And it helps loosen up the dirt while the plow is being used. Or he touches the arayin, a plowshare, that breaks up big, thick clods of dirt. All these things are considered part of the plow, and if the plow is tummy and somebody touches one of these things, he would become tummy. Rabbi Huda mitar b'lechayim she'ena masuyin ela l'rabbi she'esa offer. Rabbi Huda is mitar b'lechayim. Somebody touches the lechayim, this piece of wood that's attached to the plow to help loosen up the dirt. It's not considered part of the plow since it's only used to loosen up the dirt. It's not always used together with the plow. Only if the dirt needs to be loosened while the plow is being used would this piece be inserted. So since it's not a permanent part of the plow, it's not considered an attachment to the plow. And if a person touches the lechayim without touching the actual plow, he would not become tummy.